Texas Business Minds, presented by the Business Journals of Texas. Brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' comp provider committed to helping companies build a stronger, safer Texas. The Alamo City's downtown core is in the midst of a major makeover. San Antonio Business Journal Editor-in-Chief Ed Arnold joins Centro President and CEO Trish DeBerry to learn why this redo is so critical to the city's economic success.
Welcome to the latest episode of the Texas Business Mind Podcast. I am very happy to be here today with Trish DeBerry, the CEO of Centro here in San Antonio. Trish, thank you so much for being with us, and thank you for hosting.
We're down here at your office. Welcome to Centro's offices. We feel the heartbeat of downtown every single day.
Absolutely. So, You're right in it. Well, and it's a beautiful office, so thank you very much for hosting. So if you can tell from the audio today that we're a little bit sharper, it's because Trish and her team were kind enough to host us today. So big thank you to you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So well, and you know, I come from a production background. And so like when we're going to do something, we're going to be able to do it right.
So we're
privileged to have you here today.
No, thank you so much. So for our listeners that are not San Antonians, I was joking to you, Trish. Everyone in San Antonio knows Trish DeBerry, I'm afraid. But this is a statewide podcast that we do with our partners at the other Texas Business Journal. So if you would you give us a little bit about your background, how you came to be here?
Yeah, first and foremost, I'm a native San Antonio, born and raised here. I talk about the reason why I am here in San Antonio is because my dad was in the Air Force. And so, youngest of six children, we traveled across the country. I say that my brothers and sisters did or whatever. And so when number six came along, they found out they were having number six in Wiesbaden, Germany, which is where they were stationed. I think my mom was like, time out. Like, it's time to like settle somewhere and we're going to raise our kids. And so I was the only one of the six that actually grew up in one place. And I think that people think it's very odd when I tell them that I never left San Antonio because went to UTSA for 2 years, transferred into Trinity University and graduated from there. Started working in television news. I was producing newscasts as an intern, did some on-camera work, some political reporting, and did that for 7 or 8 years. And then founded a business and left and opened up a PR agency that was full service. And so did that for about 13 years and had as many as 100 people. And by the way, always officed in downtown, which is important. And so actually on Houston Street, which is where we are right now. So founded a different firm probably a little bit after that. And we were actually in this building here up on the sixth floor, known as the DeBerry Group. And then ran for political office because I thought I could make a difference there and was successful in one aspect and not so successful in another. But I've always been somebody who is driven by purpose and wanting to make a difference no matter what, because I do believe, obviously, in the potential for this community and what we can do here. And especially as somebody who has officed in downtown for as long as I have, I want to see it grow and thrive and prosper. And so I couldn't be more fortunate to be in the position that I am today.
Absolutely.
So anyway,
you're going to be shaping that downtown from this position. Yeah. So again, we know a little bit more about you. Tell us a little bit about Centro and what its role is, because it does so many different interesting things.
So Centro operates what we call the Public Improvement District, and so otherwise better known as a PID. And so our boundaries are, when we look out to the east, it's 281 and 37, and then you look to the west, it's I-10 35, and then to the south, we go as far as Cesar Chavez, and then to the north, we go to Brooklyn. And I know it's statewide, but we are very focused on the urban core, and what I call the Central Business District. And so if you look at a map, we're shaped a little bit like a jigsaw puzzle piece. Right. But the primary focus of our operation is really the clean and safe operation. So we have about 120 ambassadors that are in yellow shirts that are moving about downtown. I tell people all the time when I give speeches and things, and I'm going to say it here today for anybody who's listening, because clean and safe operations obviously exist in multiple other cities. But when you see those folks that are doing that job, that are cleaning the streets, watering the plants, offering directions to people on where I need to go. And in San Antonio, we need to do better about wayfinding in downtown. But they're all constantly looking like, where's the Alamo? Where's the Riverwalk? And our ambassadors are able to provide that kind of guidance associated with that. So the clean and safe operation is the bulk of what we do. But then we also look at marketing for different programs and activations that we have in downtown. Holidays on Houston, which we implemented this year. and executed. It was the first time we had brought really that Riverwalk lighting experience up to the street level. Mm-hmm. We have big plans, obviously, this weekend. We have Western Heritage Weekend because we're kicking off the rodeo, which is a big, big deal. Absolutely. And so we have Longhorns that are coming down Houston Street, which is very, very cool. And then we've got big plans for Fiesta from an activation standpoint and also the 4th of July. So when I got into the seat, I wanted to activate downtown in a big way. We wanted to bring Christmas back to the urban core. Absolutely. We wanted to bring the 4th of July down to the urban core. And so the experiences that we had with Holidays on Houston means there is true potential. And when you activate the urban core in a way that is memorable and offers an experience that they want to talk to their neighbor and their friends about, and that's exactly what we try to do, obviously, at Centro, is activate downtown and make it inspirational and bring more people into the urban core.
Absolutely. Holidays on Houston was a wonderful example of that. For folks who have not come at Christmas to the Riverwalk, it's always lit beautifully and has been lit beautifully for years. But Centro decided to expand on that lighting and open it up, and the community just embraced it.
Yeah. Well, I've been trying for the better part of 15 years to light up Houston streets. I felt like I checked that box by bringing together the partnership between us, between Visit San Antonio, and also the city of San Antonio. And kudos to them, because it was kind of a wild idea, but we also raised private sector money associated with it, and we were able to make it magical Houston Street. Really, it was about bringing that Riverwalk lighting experience up to street level during Christmas and the holidays, and we had a holiday market that was down near the Alamo, and we had local goods that were curated associated with that. But I lost sleep, I think I told you, because it's like you plan this, and I started planning this when I got into the seat in July, and so I really probably 4 or 5 months to be able to execute on it, which is not a whole lot of time for a major event. And so I lost sleep, and I thought, we're going to do this and nobody's going to come. But what happened was we saw through Placer data that we have, we had 450,000 people that came to Houston Street for Holidays on Houston during the month of December. So we are going to grow it. We're going to do it bigger and better. Our market is going to be 2 weekends in a row associated with the popularity of the event. Absolutely. But there's just, like I said, I think there's a craving for urban events and things that bring you in to what I call truly the soul of San Antonio, because there are not many cities across the state of Texas that have the kind of soul that San Antonio does. No doubt. My job is to revive the heartbeat, in downtown.
Absolutely. And I think that's a really fascinating place to jump into also, because the cultural prizes, the cultural honors that San Antonio has downtown are just incredibly important to our community. Right? It's just something people think so much about. So there's an immense amount of change going on downtown. The Alamo is going through a massive renovation. UTSA is expanding its downtown campus. Hemisphere Park is going through many, many, many changes.
Right.
Lots of new development. How do you, as a representative here in Centro that kind of tries to help coordinate and activate, help promote and maintain that cultural significance while also dealing with so many moving parts and so much change?
Yeah. So, like I said, there is no downtown, I think, that has more of a soul than San Antonio, because exactly for the reasons that you're talking about. Right. The arts, the culture, the history, the melting pot that is San Antonio, and the combination of cultures that we have here. No other city probably lives, works, and plays from a multicultural standpoint, like San Antonio does. And I often say every corner of downtown San Antonio tells a story because of the history that we have here. So how do we magnify that? But then also, how do we modernize downtown in a way that strikes a healthy balance associated with that arts and culture, but also, you know, when we talk about sports and entertainment districts and what that can mean. And to your point, when we look at, those catalytic projects, Hemisphere Park, which, by the way, I could have popped up a tent out there when it first opened or with all the events that were happening, whether it was Dia de los Muertos, whether it was Diwali, whether it was Veterans Day. I mean, the activation associated with that and having a true civic park in downtown is amazing. They broke ground on a boutique hotel that's coming, the Monarch Hotel. And so that's really exciting regarding phase two of what they're trying to accomplish. And then the Alamo, which, by the way, I think major tourist attraction, but was a bit underwhelming to people once they got here. So that visitor experience will bring people back for maybe 2 or 3 visits because they won't have enough time to do everything associated with what is happening at the Alamo. And so UTSA, San Pedro Creek, I mean, all of that. So I truly believe downtown San Antonio is at this tipping point, right? Yes. As we talk about all these catalytic projects, but we also talk about sports and entertainment districts.
Yes.
So I would argue with you, even though we like to call the urban core the central business district, I don't know how business focused downtown has necessarily been.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
In urban vernacular, we call it the central business district.
Of course. Yeah, yeah.
But what it has been is more of a central hotel district.
Yes.
Yeah. And hospitality. And so my inclination is kind of to lean into what we have done best over the years, which is why I see such huge potential associated with the sports and entertainment district. My vision associated with that would be that we have a minor league baseball park on the near west side of downtown.
Right.
Lots of conversations, obviously, around the Spurs moving into downtown and maybe the near east side of downtown. Mm-hmm. But can you imagine with that what would happen in between those two sports centers? Yeah. I mean, we would have dry cleaners. We would have mini grocery stores. We would have dog grooming services. We would have all the amenities that we need in downtown currently. So I'm here to tell you, for those of you who are watching across the state, San Antonio's downtown is about to become really, really exciting, dynamic, and a heck of a lot of energy. And with that, my hope would be, then we have corporations that are taking a closer look at downtown and saying, hey, San Antonio is doing some really special stuff in their urban core. Maybe we should take a look at opening up an office there. So we need to switch the dynamic, right? Yes.
Yeah. That's the thing that I think about a lot when we talk about our coverage, which is one of the things we do beautifully in San Antonio is big events. I mean, one of the reasons why we get the Final Four, despite not having an NFL team, we're the only, you know, city gets that, is because we're quite good at big events. Hosting big events, getting people in and out of our convention center, having a place for our visitors to go when not at the game, go to the Riverwalk, come around, hang in the Alamo. We do that beautifully. Right? It's something that we're excelling at.
To your point, it's natural.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
It's not a hard thing to do. I mean, we are such a hospitality, amigo, abrazo driven community that it's not hard.
No, it comes naturally to us in some ways, right? We're very good hosts, if that makes sense.
Right. And so we have the Final Four in 2025.
Exactly.
We have been told, until we make the kind of improvements that we need to, obviously, to the Alamo Dome, and maybe as we talk about other venue opportunities here, that although we do such a great job with it, that the major competition from other cities, we likely will not get it again unless we invest heavily in new assets and existing assets associated with it. So we need to remain laser focused on that.
No question. I mean, we do a great job with the ancillary, but if the arena itself isn't up to the standards, it won't make a difference how good our hotel systems
That's right.
But you add a sports and entertainment district atop this, right?
I know,
this is
right?
the other part that we're talking about. Is we've got the Alamo, we've got the Riverwalk, we've got, you know, various things that come to the Alamo Dome. Now we're talking about adding possibly two more sports stadiums, expanding this to an entertainment district. What does that really look like? What is that practically? Obviously, you talked about where the stadiums might be, but what is turning it into that district? What does that really mean?
Yeah. So the devil is always in the details. Right. So we can talk theoretically about what that could mean to downtown. So the beauty of what Centro does is from a planning and development standpoint, we had a strategic framework plan for downtown that was conducted in probably 2009. The beauty associated with that is it informed a housing first strategy. So as a result of that, the goal was 7,500 units in downtown and we wound up with 10,000, right? So that's been very, very helpful. But do we need a housing first strategy anymore?
Right.
I would argue that we do.
Right.
Because housing drives everything. And so as we look at what those details look like regarding a sports and entertainment district, yes, it's about housing. It's about not just affordable housing, even though the city's done an amazing job regarding that. Lots of times as we look at the housing crunch, that's not only in San Antonio, but across the country, we do need more housing. But in downtown in particular, it has to be a mix, not only of affordable, but also market rate, and I would argue even luxury, as a result of empty nesters and the baby boom generation that's looking for an urban experience, but also wants something that they had in their home that they want to be able to bring into a condo or an apartment in downtown. Housing obviously becomes very important. And that strategic framework plan that we're talking about, as you know, we used to have an incentive program for private sector development called the C-CHIP in downtown. My hope is that we get some data from the update to the strategic framework plan that informs what we can do to incentivize private sector development. This is a common problem in private sector development and real estate. Yeah. Considering the markets, considering interest rates, you have great projects, you have every funding tool at your disposal to be able to do something, and you still cannot make it pencil, right? So the opportunity to incentivize some thoughtful private sector development, I think, is needed here in San Antonio. That's important. Transportation and micro mobility options is really important as far as San Antonio is concerned. This is not new to other cities or whatever, but we are about to launch a circulator, electronic golf cart in downtown San Antonio that will operate on a fixed route during the morning and the evening for UTSA students looking and staff and professors looking to get from the parking lot into the classroom. City employees that are looking to get from parking garages over to City Hall, but it will also operate on a dynamic route, meaning it will pick up people up for that true micro mobility mile and what that means. And I think we're going to launch a pilot starting March the 16th, and I think the adoption rate will be huge. So we will look at the opportunity to expand that program, but we have to figure out a way because it's 110 degrees sometimes in downtown San Antonio, it can also get super cold a couple of days out of the year, as we saw. And so people need to be comfortable as they're moving through downtown. So micro mobility is very important. And yes, I think that also means possibly pedicabs in downtown San Antonio. Anyway, good stuff.
Trish DeBerry joining us. Next, the challenges of mass transit in San Antonio when Texas Business Minds continues.
At Texas Mutual, we work vigilantly to investigate and prevent workers' compensation insurance fraud, which has resulted in over $13.5 million in restitution and recoveries for Texas businesses since 2018. Learn how your business is better at texasmutual.com/fraud.
Transportation in downtown is a unique challenge because unlike a lot of downtowns, we are not built on a grid, right? We are built on rivers. So
if we were built on a grid, whoever planned the grid was drunk.
sideways. Somebody skewed it to the right there for that. But that creates its own challenges. I've talked to Jeffrey Arndt about this at VIA. And like designing mass transit for our community is just very difficult. We're geographically large and we have an interesting layout from our city. But this is a really exciting project. How did it really come to fruition?
Well, there was a demand because of the investment associated with UTSA in downtown, and they have broken ground, obviously, on their School of Data Science, second building in downtown. So what students are looking for, and like I said, being able to get into the classroom in a quick fashion. I mean, students probably aren't that much different than I was when I was a student, and that is sometimes you are pedal to the metal when it comes to getting into an 8 o'clock class, right?
So,
like every second counts regarding getting into that classroom. And so the micro-mobility option obviously becomes very, very important. So then we started having conversations with the city, and they're like, hey, we have a need too. So really, I mean, necessity is the mother of invention. And as I've traveled to other cities, Austin up the road, up 35, and also in Nashville, there are any number of micro-mobility options. And so I don't know why it's taken us so long to get there. And God bless VIA for what they're doing with ART lines. And there were conversations about why can't you just bring back the old trolleys to downtown, which are nostalgic for a lot of people,
which is
why they go there. But they're not ADA compliant. They're not really from an energy efficiency, sustainable standpoint. It's not a great option.
They tend to be very expensive to keep
and
up.
And very expensive to operate. So anyway, I'm very excited about what that opportunity looks like. And the opportunity during special events like the Final Four to be able to scale in a big way from a micro-mobility option. Anyway, exciting things.
No question. Well, we've talked a lot about hospitality. We've talked about sports and entertainment. I think it's also really, you know, central business district. It's important to, I think, recognize a lot of the businesses that have been long-time downtown San Antonio institutions who are in the midst of this change and sort of, I know from speaking with them that they cannot wait for like the new downtown to emerge. The Flores family with Alamo Music Center, the Penners, like these families that have been downtown running businesses for generations now. And I can feel the excitement from them. They can see the endpoint now. They've been going through it for the last several years as downtown has been in just a huge changes, huge construction projects going on downtown. But we're now coming out the other side, if that makes, we can see where that goal is now. And I just know that the folks that have, you know, maintained throughout this are so excited to see what the new downtown looks like.
It's going to be great when it happens. And by 2025, the construction that we're experiencing in downtown is supposed to be completed, which will be important from a navigation standpoint, a special event standpoint, you know, hosting conventions. And by the way, hopefully we'll be getting some more convention business out of our friends in Austin, who, by the way, are our neighbors, but they're going to be demolishing their convention center and rebuilding. So there's 4 years of us to make hay in San Antonio while the sun is shining.
Regarding that,
so I was on a phone call with colleagues the other day, and I told Dee, their equivalent in Austin, we're happy to take the overflow here in San Antonio.
Yeah, sure. Just send me references as much as you like.
We know the construction being finished, obviously, by the time of the Final Four will be important. And I think, too, as we look, I'll go back to the strategic framework plan. I think there's a huge, huge opportunity for us to provide context in downtown. And people have different, I think, definitions of what downtown is. Some folks might think the Pearl is downtown, right? And not necessarily consider the urban core or whatever. Right. But I think there's a wider definition of what downtown could mean, because that certainly incorporates Southtown, which is a very special place just south of downtown, too. Yeah. So what does that look like? But better wayfinding signage, districting, an exercise and a charrette associated with, what does that look like? I know I've had a conversation with the Business Journal with James, and he said, look, if you can wave a magic wand overnight, like what would
what does
it look like? And we certainly need to have community input, but the natural affinity for districts would be something like Hemisphere could be a district. You know, the Alamo is a district. Right. We could have a theater district because we have the Majestic. We have the Aztec. We have the Empire. We have the Alameda that's coming online. All of those situated on Houston Street. So we could have a very robust theater district. We could have a tech district associated with Data Science Center at UTSA. So I think what we're missing in downtown with not having that districting, because you want your downtown to be Instagrammable, taking a picture. Hey, I'm in the I'm in the theater district in downtown, you know, so because we see that in other places.
Sure.
Whether you're in Soho in New York, you know, whether you're in Charleston, South Carolina, you see what that has meant, to those cities. And so I think the context associated with downtown is important. So districting becomes that much more important. And then we look at wayfinding signage, which we need more of. Right. And then we need a brand associated with downtown and what that looks like. So anyway, there's no shortage of opportunity associated with what we can do for downtown San Antonio. So my plate is incredibly full, but I'm so excited. Yeah, but what the opportunity is here. Right. But we have some challenges too.
Well, and for good reason too, to be excited about. There's a lot going on. But it's interesting you bring up branding as someone who is a branding professional, a very, very serious branding professional. This is a wonderful topic that you brought up, because I often feel like downtown San Antonio does not market itself as an individual entity. It markets itself whatever piece of downtown that we're talking about.
Right.
I mean, obviously, we're not going to land on a brand today, but you know, what's on your mind? How do you brand the city that has all of these unique angles? And you know what I mean? It's going to be a project.
Well, that's the beauty associated with the project, right? I think we've got so many assets to be able to define here in San Antonio, but what's the opportunity associated with bringing all of those assets together to come up with what that brand looks like? I mean, I would tell you, even Centro, as much equity as we have in this brand, what I don't like about it is it doesn't say downtown. It doesn't scream downtown.
Exactly.
So we're confused with a lot of other businesses that are marketed as Centro in a different, you know, category or respect, whether that's healthcare, Centro Med is one. There's some confusion in the space. And so as we look at what is the definition, what is the branding for downtown, we need to look internally too to see, is there an opportunity here? Because I get asked a lot, what is Centro?
Because
it could mean many, many different things to people. So, yeah, I mean, that's really exciting and on the horizon. And what does that look like?
For sure. So, we're going to find out.
Yeah.
You mentioned your strategic plan, right? And it's been since 2009 since you've it updated. So this is a big project and an important one for you. When are you going to reveal that for everyone? When are you expecting to be able to share?
We are finalizing the scope associated with that. And we are working with HRNA, which are not just, you know, in New York, San Francisco, Dallas, but global. And I've done a lot of work in this space. Anyway, we're finalizing the scope. And then the hope would be that we've got some recommendations that come out of that probably by August or September. Then we look at adoption, hopefully by the City Council of San Antonio. And then we move into implementation and what that looks like. So some of this is very early on as we finalize the scope. But our hope is that we get to the stakeholders, obviously. We've had a meeting with the mayor. We're briefing some council members. I'm going to go to a B session to be able to present what this looks like with our partners at Visit San Antonio, because obviously a beautiful downtown is very relevant and important to leisure travel. But from my perspective, I want more locals to come into downtown see the opportunity that exists here. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm very excited about what that reveals. And I think the education effort associated with what we accomplished during what is known as the Decade of Downtown, which was awesome for San Antonio and the urban core. But I also say it was a blessing and a curse, a blessing in the respect that there was focus, there was intention associated with development of downtown and what that could mean. And so we got new housing associated with it, but it also put an expiration date on downtown. And so people were like, okay, after 10 years, that's enough. We don't have to do that.
Right.
I would argue we are constantly ideating, innovating, and investing in downtown, because I also say this repeatedly, great cities have great downtowns, and they are organic and they are constantly growing. And we are constantly, like I said, innovating on the needs associated with bringing people into downtown. So that's what I believe. I think after 2010, 2009, 2010, and you look at the amazing things that have come online, and we still have a lot of opportunity and bankable land associated with downtown and what that can mean. So, yeah, I think from a strategic standpoint, and at the end of the day, I'm probably a strategist at heart. And so we have to operate with a strategy, because it can't be just knee-jerk tactical reaction. We need to have an overarching strategy, and then the tactics flow up into that. But we also need everybody in the boat, meaning it's not just Centro, it's stakeholders that we have, it's residents that we have in downtown, it's businesses, it's elected officials, regarding how we really move the needle associated with what I believe downtown could be. And it could be incredible.
Well, it's well on its way there already. So thank you so much, Trish, for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. This has been an amazing conversation.
Thank you again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for downloading Texas Business Minds, presented by the Business Journals of Texas. Brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' comp provider committed to helping companies build a stronger, safer Texas.